Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Wendy Papazian. Guys, we have a very, very special guest here today. It's just going to be me and this wonderful special guest. We've got Margot Drake, the executive director of Her Best Life, with us. And a lot of you know Margot Drake in her role with our sister company, but I bet there's a lot of things that you don't know about her. Margot has been in sales for 30 years. You got your start in pharmaceutical sales. She started multiple companies. She started 501c3s. She had a lifestyle blog for, what was it, like 10 years, Margot? 10 plus years?
Someone has done her homework on me.
Yeah. She's an athlete, yoga practitioner, ultra marathoner, 3 times Ironman. Is that right? Did I get that
correct?
Right? Three times Iron Woman. She's an Isagenics franchise owner. She owns commercial property with her husband. She was a television star. Some of you don't even know that. And what are you, one of nine? No, one of eight kids? Nine kids?
One of six. My mom raised six of us.
She has six kids.
Yeah, she's
six kids. Yes. Amazing wife and devoted mother to, honestly, three incredible. I've had the pleasure of meeting all of your kids. Mm-hmm. They're all remarkable in their own way. And I mean, I know if there's one thing you're the most proud of, it's being the mom of those. So welcome, yes. Margot Drake. Did I miss anything?
Thank you. I am so impressed. I think you got it all. Yeah. It's good. It's all good.
Great. I love that. Well, we're going to just do a deep dive into Margot's story today. And so why don't we start out by you telling our listeners a little bit where you are. What does your current empire look like?
So I love this question because you actually asked me at a recent event what my biggest accomplishment was. And then something happened and we both had to go in opposite directions and I never had the chance to answer you. My empire revolves around my family and my husband, Steve, three kids, Stevie, Ellie, and Teddy. Everything that I do is based around them. And so I am, with Steve, building a financial empire for our family, their families, and generations to come. Our goal is to start generational impact. So that's driving everything. As you mentioned, I proudly lead Her Best Life, LLC.
Yay.
As the executive director. And it's been 2 years already.
2 years. Oh, my gosh.
Two years.
Wow. Think of all. So I have the pleasure of doing Margot's like annual review, and I was reviewing the notes that you sent me. Whoa, what a remarkable year. Yeah. Yes.
It's all in here. It's all in here.
Yeah. So yeah. She's holding up our little like annual report. So.
Yes. And so, I'm thinking everybody's watching this too.
No, unfortunately, no. That's like we have 13 YouTube viewers or something like that.
Well,
mostly listeners.
That was for Diane.
Yes.
For Diane.
Shout out to our YouTubes. Yeah.
YouTube following. Proudly lead Her Best Life as the executive director. Wendy mentioned, I do have an online sales and marketing company in the health and wellness space with a company called Isagenics. I've done that for 11 years, positively impacting to date almost 6,000 people.
Wow.
Because of that.
It's incredible.
And we do have one commercial property that was our first investment, and we've got multiple doors in that, and we are starting a real estate investment company now that we're all licensed.
I love that. And your husband, Steve, is a business owner as well.
Correct. Yes. He works in manufacturing.
Yes. You have such an entrepreneurial company. So when I was thinking about your history, your life, you've pretty much been inspiring and leading people. I don't know. Seems like your whole life. And you have a remarkable I don't know. You have a lot of energy. I'll give you that. I feel like I have a lot of energy. And then I look at you and I'm like, wow, she has a lot of energy. So what drives you every day?
That is a really good question. I've always been someone that likes to share resources and share knowledge. Always. I've never kept anything mm-hmm. a secret, you know, whether mm-hmm. whatever people want from me, I'm very open to letting them know where to find it, what it is, whatever. I don't keep secrets. So I guess in that way, I like to share. I am a teacher. I feel like when you boil everything down, I love helping people and I love teaching people. And I've always had a growth mindset, always have felt like I can do better. And it's interesting that you see things reoccurring. I remember someone on my high school soccer team looked at me and she was like, how do you do that? And I was like, how do you do what? How do I do what? And she's like, you just keep pushing yourself. Like I can see it. You keep pushing yourself. And she's noticing that. So, I don't know. So it's been forever.
Yeah. Where do you, and so, you just think it was just something you were born with or?
Well, I know for a fact, I think it's, I don't know, more as my father worked in a corporate job. So he started as a janitor and ended up executive VP. So I learned a really good work ethic from him, because you don't do that by accident, with no college education for a $1 billion corporation. So I learned hard work from him, but in thinking about it, like over the years, like where did that come from? My grandparents, both sets came over here. They were immigrants. And so I think just that hard work and hard work came from them. And they were also entrepreneurs. They were entrepreneurial as well. So hard work and entrepreneurial mindset, I think came from them. But when you think about that, like they came over here on a boat. Like I think about that all the time.
They Where just did they come from? Here.
My dad's side came from Belgium. So like French Belgian area. Mm-hmm. And then my mom's side came from Scotland and Ireland, okay. Scottish and Irish. And I just can't imagine back then getting on a boat and trucking over to someplace.
Oh, it's insane.
You can't communicate with your family. And you're just like really cutting all ties and coming to a place that you have no idea.
So brave.
So brave.
Have you seen that show, 1883?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. It's so good. It's just about the migration across the United States. And it's just remarkable when you're watching it, you're just thinking like, wow, first of all, A, my life is so easy. And B, those people were so, so brave, you know, they really were so brave, you know, looking for something better. So
yeah.
Anyway, we digress as always.
I think the hard work, the hard work and entrepreneurialism came from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about your birth order? Are you oldest?
I
can't remember.
I think I am the middle. Baby.
No, oh, you're the baby. Oh, okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm the baby of, so.
I feel like I've asked you that before. It feels like you should be the oldest, but you're not. That's why I never remember.
Am baby. And so mm-hmm. I always look at it as my mom had so many kids. And she knew with me, I was it. And so between me and my older sister is 5 years. So think about that. My mom, who had so many kids and got really good by the time she was taking care of me, mm-hmm. My sister was in school in kindergarten.
Right. So there's a big gap.
I got my mom all to myself for 5 years. So I really got a lot of one-on-one attention, even though you can feel like, with such a big family, maybe you wouldn't, but I really feel like I did. And it was great because she said when she dropped me off for kindergarten, she was like, you ran away, like, see ya. Like she thought it would be this big emotional cry situation. And she really taught me independence too. So
you were probably like, LFG, mom.
Exactly it. LFG, let's go to school. Perfect. She'll love that.
Yeah, I love that. And you're still really close to your mom. It's so sweet to see all the pictures of you. You go visit her pretty much once a week, right?
Once a week, once every other week, more consistently. Okay. I try to go as much as possible. She's 2.5 hours away. So especially in the winter, that gets a little bit challenging. But I always, you know, and I just said to my sister last week, she took amazing care of us all for 20 years. Time to give back.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so how did you, so some people don't know, tell us where you live and how you ended up there.
So currently I am in West Michigan and in Grand Rapids, and we have a home here and we have a home on Lake Michigan. So it's really beautiful. How I ended up here was I fell in love. I found love. And here I am. Well, 30 Steve years later.
Really, Steve is really cute.
And he is like, I just keep saying I got so lucky. Like I just saw he was hot and he turned out to be an amazing man.
Isn't it so nice when the genes work out for you? I remember when I met Jay's dad, who Jay looks a lot like his dad. I was like, yeah, I could spend the rest of my life with this guy, you know? So.
Such an amazing man. Husband and father, like watching him father our kids, just amazing. They have a great relationship.
Incredible. So you started out in pharma sales, but then it seems like you had your kids kind of right away. And I know you were always doing stuff, but you took a little bit of a hiatus when you had your kids because they're all about a couple years apart, right?
Yeah. I wanted to make sure that. About every 2 years, I was like, I cannot stretch this out. Let's have them. I knew exactly I was going to have a boy, girl, girl. Everything has been planned. So I guess going like when Steve and I first, we fell in love, we were talking. I said, I know I want to help people. I want to help people be better. That's what I said. And I didn't know how I was going to do that. And I thought it was going to be through medicine. Being able to help them. Then when I went down that road, I realized, wow, it really all starts in your head. All the internships and all the work that I did, I really saw it was your psychology and your mindset drives everything. And that it's infectious. And so my senior dissertation was stress-related disorders in a family practice, because if one person is stressed out, the whole family is. So it's very infectious. And so I thought, wow, maybe it's psychology. So I have this biology, I have this science background. I graduated with my BS in psychology from the University of Michigan. And so then when I got out and I ended up in Grand Rapids, I was like, well, how do I use this? Because, you know, I'm in a town where I don't know anyone. I have no network, whatever. And so that's why I started in pharmaceutical sales. And I realized very quickly, I think I only did that for a year or two, like, this is not what I want to do.
It paid really well. With your,
no, not with my values.
With what you're wanting. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not at all. Not at all. And so that's why, but it was great. It taught me a lot early. And I feel like everything I've done in life has gotten me up to this point in my life. So so then, you know, when we started having kids, and when you start doing the math, when you're having kids and you start doing the math on, does it make sense for me to work or does it make sense for me to stay at home? You know, it made more sense for me to stay home and take care
sadly.
Of the kids.
That's why a lot of women drop out of the workforce.
Yep. And, and it's interesting because, then when you go back in, people say, well, what did you do, when you weren't working?
It's actually a real struggle. And real estate is a nice, entree back into that. Cause you can get into part-time, but in this country, your worth is based on your work, you know? And so when you're not working, it's weird for someone who's been a working person to stop working and then have I remember at parties, I would just tell people I was a trophy wife, you know, and they asked me what I did, so.
A friend of mine was talking with me about her executive MBA experience, and it really got me thinking. You know, it's a big investment, it's expensive, it's time consuming, and you're gambling on who you'll meet, who your professors are going to be, and what you're actually going to get out of it. Our conversation reminded me of why we created Empire Circle at Her Best Life. We flipped the script and created something really special for our experiential learners like me. While academia is absolutely important to our community as a whole, it doesn't always equate to what we need while we are building the big business in real time. With Empire Circle, you'll learn from women who've actually built the big businesses and who are still in the arena doing it. You don't have to step away. Our retreats take you to exotic locations instead of classrooms where you'll grow your revenue, hone your strategy, find your community, and expand your big, beautiful life all in real time. Why step out of your business when you can step into Empire Circle? Apply for Empire Circle now at herbestlife.com.
So I had the kids and I wanted something for me. Like it started, like mm-hmm. I wanted something for me. I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to wrap my brain around something and have something for me. And so that's when I started my own design business. And designing interiors and designing exteriors are the same thing. And I happen to be really good at plants. So that's when you brought up the 501c3. It was a nonprofit mm-hmm. for gardening. So it all kind of went together. Home
Is that M. Drake Environments?
All went together. That was M. Drake Environments turned into M. Drake Company. And okay. then
you know what? This is kind of random, but I Googled M. Drake Environments this morning and it's still out there on MapQuest. I was like, oh, there it is.
I'll have to see what comes up with that. But yeah. So yeah. It was design and it was great because I had something for myself and I was learning how to build my own business and I was learning mm-hmm. How to create financial statements and how to create a business plan and, you know, just making sure I did all the right things for business. I loved having a nonprofit. The nonprofit idea was so good. And people would always look at me and say, what's the catch? And I'm like, there's no catch. There's no catch to this. And so, and that's really when I started in leadership was through the nonprofit. I had to lead so many people with that.
Was that the giving gardens?
The giving gardens. And my tagline, our tagline was plant it forward. And we would... Our kids' school.
You're still doing that, by the way.
I 100% am in a
different
way.
You are. And so yeah, that could be your mission.
Now I say grow people and businesses.
Oh, love that.
Because the same rules apply. And just like when you light somebody else's flame, your flame doesn't get any, you know, doesn't get dull. And that was what was happening with the Giving Gardens. We had a school, our kids' school was the mother garden and it was beautiful. And every year we dug up hundreds of plants. Maybe it was thousands of plants. We dug up, we split them and we planted them forward to a garden in need. It was so great. Then 2008 or 2009, and everything was going great. And 2008, 2009 hit. Everything kind of slowed down. I mean, it was just a really difficult time for a lot of people. And so, you know, no one was spending money on design. All of the to the trade only houses went directly to consumer. So that took out 40%, 50% of my revenue. Customers could go directly there. And so everything kind of shifted in the market. And I looked at it, my business model and was like, wow, this business model doesn't really work anymore. And right. So I thought, what do I want to do in my free time? Well, I live in West Michigan. I love health and wellness. I want to learn how to make really good food for myself. So I went to school to learn how to make really good food. So I am a certified chef. which amazing. I don't know if you knew that. And no. So home garden, clean cuisine was kind of my little package.
Well, and you do, are you still doing your like DFAM every Sunday where you do your recipes and stuff like that?
No, we did that during quarantine. And that so was everything COVID. Okay. is for, yeah, everything was for a reason. So, but, and then you mentioned the TV. So home garden, clean cuisine, I contacted the local.
You can still go to margotdrake.com, which is Margot's blog. And there's a lot of healthy recipes there.
You can get amazing recipes. And Wendy, do you know why I leave them up there and I pay that GoDaddy bill every year?
Why?
So my kids and my friends and I have my recipes anywhere I am. Like we're on vacation, I can make my salsa. Wherever we are, we are.
That's
in the
so smart. It's
something.
Like a mobile recipe box.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Well, and definitely check it out. I mean, I was all over it this morning. I was looking at, I don't know, jackfruit sliders and stuff like that. Yeah.
We made those in Aspen.
There you go.
Because I had the recipe.
There you go.
So, and all of those recipes at margotdrake.com are all tried and true. They're healthy because I make sure they're healthy and my kids would eat them. Like everybody had to agree on them. So then during quarantine, I was thinking like, how do I get back? Like, and also like, how do we stay connected as a family? As everyone like started to go off and quarantine in their own locations, how can we stay healthy during quarantine? Cause a lot of wheels were falling off the bus for a lot of people during quarantine. How can we stay healthy and how can we stay connected? And I was like, let's do this. This would be fun. And Wendy, I am so grateful that we decided to do that project because we have Steve's mom on multiple times being so funny. Aww. And sharing her favorite recipes that she would always make for our family.
I love that.
For everyone, but you know, we enjoyed that. And we got a chance to do that. So like so many things happened for
then
a reason.
And then she passed recently.
And then she is not with us anymore, but her funny videos and her recipes live on.
So. I love that. So you got to be a certified chef. And then at the same time as the economy was basically tanking all over the country, I know you shared a very powerful story with me about what was going on with Steve's business.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's in manufacturing. He's in manufacturing and the economy was tanking and it's very tied into appliances, which is very tied into new home starts. And he's very tied into the automotive industry. So think about what was happening with all of that in 2008, 2009. And so things were going south fast and we just... we were just kind of doing some damage control for a couple of years, but where it really like became evident that we had to do something. And really like the impetus for change was on April 12th of 2012. So that was when,
well, I think what you told me was that Steve was, you know, like any business owner was trying to keep the business afloat. Was not taking a salary.
Oh, yes.
You know, your business had dried up and you looked up and all of a sudden you guys were struggling a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's exactly it. So, and that's why I'm so grateful to share my story. If it resonates with just one person out there, you know, I hope that it helps. So yeah, we were $600,000 in debt.
Wow. So tell me how that happened.
Home mortgage, second mortgage, doing projects, racking up credit card bills, wrapping things up. Do you remember when they would give mortgages to anyone pretty much by just signing your name on whatever it is? Well, we took full advantage of that. And so refinancing, pulling equity out, you know, all of those things that now like make my skin crawl because my standards have just changed and my knowledge base has changed too. So doing all of those things, and I did not have a lot of financial literacy growing up. Hard work ethic and entrepreneurism, yes, but no one was ever talking finance, personal finance.
Very different.
And so
Well, you know, what's interesting is that I think middle class and lower income people, they think that hard work will solve the problem. And wealthy mm-hmm. people understand that you have to use, you have to be more strategic. You have to think harder. And I've learned that lesson because I used to be that person who was exactly like you. I thought, well, if I just work hard enough, I can get there. And there has to be kind of a shift in thinking. So what happened? You said in April of 2012.
So April 12th of 2012, my brother passed away. My first brother passed away. And I needed to go help my mom.
How old was he?
It's totally out of the blue. 52.
Wow.
So it totally just out of the blue. Every year I am older than one of my brothers, because there's another part of the story to come. I'm always just so grateful. I can't imagine not having those years. So at that moment, which was a total shock to our family, nobody saw it coming. I had to go help my mom and dad and my family. I had to go, and my husband couldn't come with me. He couldn't leave because everything was falling apart. He just couldn't be with me. I couldn't be with him when I needed to help him, support him. And I was like, this can't happen. Like, this is never going to happen again.
We are not going
to be in this situation ever, ever again. It was a defining moment. Absolutely. Yeah. And then, Wendy, 2 weeks later, my other brother passes away. This one from financial stress and making poor lifestyle decisions as a result.
And how old is he?
48.
Mm. Wow.
My big brothers.
Wow.
And so then I was like, oh no, I can't believe this is happening. It doesn't even seem real. We're back here again 2 weeks later. So anyway, it rocked everything. It rocked my parents, and they were never the same, of course. And so we made big, big decisions. So sometimes, you know, you have to hit your rock bottom in order to bounce up. And we both just committed. We're cleaning this up in every way. We're cleaning up our personal finances. We're cleaning up our business. We're, you know, and so a lot of times people ask what we did, and we worked together. That was another big piece of it. We both were on the same page, and it did not happen overnight. So we're having this conversation, and thank you for interviewing me 12 years later, or 11 to 12 years later. And nothing happens overnight. And I know it might seem like a really big mountain to someone that's listening, but you can do it. And it's making, being appropriate in the moment. Wow. Where have I heard that before? being appropriate in the moment. And it's making, just the next decision. Like, don't think about the big picture. Just what's the next decision that you can make that will positively impact you? And is it going to take you further away from your goal or get you closer to your goal? And so we both started reading. We committed to paying off all of our debt. So we worked for over 10 years to become debt free.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So last
I got to be there.
April,
and I was
you
there for the
there.
Moment. Yeah, it was so special.
It just so many crazy things happened. So we had our first, April 26th was when my second brother passed away. And on April 26th of 2022, we launched the Net Worth Club. And so 10 years later to the date, being in a position where I can confidently co-host something called the Net Worth Club.
Amazing.
10 years later.
Amazing.
And all of the, you know, debt payoff and everything were happening, everything at the same time.
Yeah. Find out more at networthclub.com.
That's right. Networthclub.com.
A tiny little plug there.
We are almost up to a half a billion with a B. $500 million in collective net worth for our entire club. And our goal is $1 billion and beyond.
Well, what if you'd been able to share that with your brother? How incredible would that have been?
Well, I think about it all the time, all the time. Yeah. And this journey that we've been on and helping him personal finance and business finance all the time. And I can't help my brother, but I made a commitment to my mom to help as many people as possible.
Well, and how did you, and so tell us about your kind of getting out of debt. I know some of the highlights. I know you ended up, you had a big house, right? You sold your house. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you did. I mean, you made drastic changes. This wasn't, you know, giving up a coffee every day. This was massive changes. Yeah.
Well, however, I want people to do both. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
We do not go to Starbucks every day anymore. We both went to Starbucks every single day. When you look at the time driving, you look at the time spent, you look at the money spent, when you can make healthier coffee at home. Like, it's an easy decision. So that is a mindset and it all goes into the same thing. So, and we made the big decisions, like selling our home and having not one, but two estate sales to sell everything on the interior and the exterior. So we had to have two because we had so much and we did it all ourselves. So,
and did you kind of feel like you were living a lie as your business was kind of crumbling and you were in debt and you were in this nice big house? I mean, did you have that feeling or no? Cause I know some people feel that way. They just feel like everything looks great on the outside, but.
Well, it wasn't always like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there were really great years. So all of the stuff was accumulated when we thought when we could pay for it or we thought we had the finances to pay for it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's gone.
Yeah.
And then you have to make decisions fast. And sometimes you don't make them, as fast as nothing I feel like ever goes as quickly as you want it to go.
It's hard to know. It's a gradually than most things are gradually than suddenly.
Yes. That's a perfect way to state it. Gradually than suddenly. So, but I can tell you this, it was so cathartic. So if that scares you, if you are a listener and you are out there and you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is scary, it's my identity, which for me, my brand was home, garden, clean cuisine. Wow. It was my brand. And so I was like, wow, I'm losing my identity. And Wendy, I was walking around my garden, which was so beautiful. And I know now, like, that's a physical representation that you can visualize and create anything.
Yeah.
Like, that was such a great exercise. I feel like that whole exercise was for our family to apply to something else, something much bigger.
That's one of your superpowers, Margot, is just you are a visionary. You're able to make things happen. That garden is a perfect metaphor for you, actually.
It is. That's all I keep thinking is we had it on paper and we plugged away every single year on it. And it wasn't easy. That's our little haven. So we have such great memories of that, doing the work and also enjoying it. However, I thought it was going to be one way when we let go of it. And also I remember walking around one day and thinking, I wonder if by letting this die, something like my calling is bigger. Mm. My calling is bigger than this. And you don't know in the moment. In the moment, it hurts. In the moment, you feel like you have a bowling ball. Yeah. Like, that's what I kept telling Steve.
It's like you're deadheading a plant, right? You're cutting a tree, something back in order for it to bloom even bigger.
Cutting the dead wood.
Yeah.
So I told Steve, I feel like a bowling ball has gone through the center of me and it's gone. So that's how I felt. But I asked, I asked myself, what if there is something bigger on the other side of this? And now being able to apply those principles to her best life, growing people, growing a company, applying it to real estate investments. The same rules apply.
Amazing. So amazing. Well, Margot, you are so remarkable. I just am so honored to have you as my friend. You know, when we were thinking about people to run Her Best Life, I immediately knew who I wanted. I immediately knew. And
okay, this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I knew it was going to be you. I just did. And, you know, I called you and I was really subtle in the way I invited you. Basically,
yes,
I was like,
hey,
do you know anybody? But I had written the job description with you in mind.
Well, that's why I looked at it and was like, nobody is getting this. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is my name written all over it. So that was a coincidence.
Yeah. So when I think about, and we had lots of applicants. I mean, we really did. I must have, I KPA'd about, which is our interview process, at least 10 people. And when I had the honor of doing, you know, kind of getting your story during the interview process, I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, everything that she's done has led her to this place. And so for those of you that are listening who feel like you're in a hard place or something tough is going on, you need to understand that there is something for you on the other side. You know, if you feel like a bowling ball has carved you from the inside out, you know, I love that metaphor, just this, like, you have this space. And just understand that you never know what it is. And none of us know either. You know, it might, you know, this is not Margot's final story probably. And my story right now is not my final story either. And you could just never know. So, with that, I'm just going to wrap, because your story is so remarkable. And I really appreciate you sharing it today, Margot. But some of my takeaways from today were, you know, hard work is not enough. Sometimes you have to be strategic about what you're doing. Sometimes it takes rock bottom to bounce up. You need to be appropriate in the moment, which is the one thing that most people don't want to do. They don't actually want to take the hard steps to be appropriate in the moment. And then really don't get overwhelmed. Just make the next best decision. I mean, that's brilliant. That is just brilliant advice. And the last one would be, you know, you can't work if you're dead. So if you've got overwhelming work or financial stress, your health is everything. You know, one of the reasons we wanted Margot to join our team is because she's got an incredible health background, and she's helped all of us become healthier. And she's on a mission to help every woman in the world become healthier and wealthier. So Margot, any final thoughts before we say goodbye to our listeners?
You're correct. I am on a mission to help other people become healthier, healthier, wealthier, and happier versions of themselves. And the big takeaway that I'm hoping people have today, or what I want to make sure people heard, is that it will hurt. And I hesitate to say that because I don't want people to get overwhelmed. But I told myself, it's going to hurt. I don't know when and I don't know how, but it's going to hurt in different ways. And it has over the years. But it may hurt in the short run, but it is, you'll be so much healthier, wealthier, and happier on the other side.
I love that. All right, guys, go out and build a big business and an even bigger life. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, listeners. Wendy here. If you're curious about all the magic that Margot helps us create, please join us at our event on September 20th through 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee. We did sell out last year, so make sure you get your tickets as soon as possible. And you can do that by going to visit www.herbestlife.com. Hope to see you there. Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.